This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got another quick one for you guys today. So, of course, last week I said that there wasn't much in the world of points and news, and on the day that that recording actually dropped was the same day that Chase unleashed, or released, I should say, a updated offer for the Chase Sapphire Preferred. I'm sure if you've been following this podcast or just follow Points and Miles in general, you know the Chase Sapphire Preferred is probably the number one most recommended card in the Points and Miles world in general. The reason being is because the points are so transferable, the fee is very low, and of course it does have its upgraded Big Brother card, the Chase Sapphire Reserve, which is the card that I have that just gets you a lot more of the luxury perks and such for a much higher annual fee. So here's what's really interesting about this, and I don't think I've seen this happen before with the Chase Sapphire Preferred. They're doing their standard 60,000 point sign-up bonus for the Sapphire Preferred. That's not elevated on its own. Like we saw just a couple months ago, it got up to about 90,000 points. Well, it's 60,000 points still for a $4,000 spend in the first 3 months of membership, but on top of the 60,000 points, they're going to give you $300 in basically statement credits or travel credits when you book through Chase Travel. So you're going to get 60,000 points, which are going to be valuable on their own, but basically a free $300 to book on travel. And this is all for a card that only has a $95 fee. If you do this right, I mean, that $300 in travel is going to be worth exactly that, but the 60,000 points should be worth, if you're using your points properly, around $1,200. I'd say minimally $1,000, but around $1,200. So the value of this alone, of this card, if you get this elevated offer here, should be around $1,500. And again, it's only a $95 fee card. So you can use those points with Chase, as we've talked about, the transfer to Hyatt and various airlines. You can use the Chase travel credit to book directly, whether that's a rental car or you're good, book a night in a hotel. Or if you found a airfare for $250, you could book that for yourself and you would basically have that $250 free for that flight. So a lot of different ways to use that card. We'll have the link to it in the show notes. The other one I want to move on to from there is, if you didn't know, Global Entry has increased its price. We've talked about this before. It's gone from $100 to $120 for the five-year benefit. I think it's a phenomenal deal. I think everyone should have it, but at the same time, I don't want everyone to have it because I don't want the lines to be clogged, because all the trips we take out of the country, we wait, you know, no more than 30 seconds to get through immigration every single time, consistently, no matter what airport we go into, which is great. One thing to note, though, kids are now free with that $120. So if you, as a parent, go ahead and get your global member, global entry membership, you can actually have your kids be a part of that for free now, which is nice, versus having to pay the $100 per global entry member. And then the last two things I want to leave you guys with. First, a lot of research shows that now is the time. So meaning early to mid-October is a time to book your holiday travel, especially around Thanksgiving. If you are looking to fly somewhere, see family, friends, whatever it may be, or like what we like to do, we like to go somewhere nice and exotic during Thanksgiving. This is the time to look into those flights, especially if you're paying cash for those deals. And don't sleep on Christmas booking either. So if you do want to pay cash for a flight, now would be the time to look if you haven't already booked. This is going to be kind of the sweet spot where you're most likely to find the best deals. Of course, in the points and miles space, that can vary wildly, but right now is a great time from a cash standpoint. And the last thing I want to leave you guys with for this quick hit, October 15th is an important day from a tax standpoint. Now, this may apply more to you business owners and those out there that essentially you file an extension on your taxes. I've got a lot of clients that I know of that do the same thing. A lot of business owners that I work with, they do the same thing. So October 15th, obviously, if you file an extension, this is your deadline. I am not here to talk to you about taxes in this quick hits, more so to let you know if you do owe taxes and you've been delaying because you have this extension, don't forget you can use your credit card to pay your taxes, especially on the federal tax side, and then most states allow it as well. I haven't used my banking account number to pay taxes in many, many years, because why not? If I've got to drop whatever the amount is, $6,000, $10,000, whatever it may be for my quarterly estimated taxes, I'm going to do so in putting on a card, because for the federal side, you can go to the website payustax.com, and this is a legitimate site, and you can use that to actually pay your tax bill. Their fee for the paying using your credit card is typically somewhere between 1.8 to 1.9%. So if you're using a card like the Capital One Venture X, where you get 2X on everything, you're already getting more points than you're paying in fees. Or if you use a card like the Chase Business Unlimited that gets you 1.5X, or the Amex Business Platinum, which gives you 1.5X on charges over 5,000, you're getting almost as much in points as you're paying in fees. But the follow-up is, if you redeem your points for more than 1X, which is what we always talk about, right? So 2X, 3X, 4X, you're going to get way more value than the fee you paid for using your credit card. Now, obviously, you want to make sure that you do pay off the balance. So you want to have the funds to pay off the your tax bill anyway. But that's just a really unique way to get a lot of points from something that's usually not so fun for most people, which is paying taxes. Also, if you do have a sign-up bonus you're chasing, that could be a good way of doing that as well. You have a new card, you drop whatever it may be, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, $15,000 on the card, and use that to hit your sign-up bonus and get a boatload of points on it as well. So those are the quick hits that I wanted to leave you with. I will leave one final one out there as well. I've had people reach out, DM me, message, shoot emails, and said, hey, know that you're a financial advisor. Are you taking on new clients? Yes, we do. So we've actually had listeners of the show reach out and inquire and actually become clients. So that is completely separate, but I want to put that out on the air because I've been getting asked that a lot. And yes, if you're interested, feel free. We can talk about that at a separate time. I know you guys are here for points, miles, and travel, and that's what I love talking about as well when I'm not talking financial planning on the day-to-day. So that is it. That's what we're going to end on. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.